Shabbat Shalom, it's Reuben Abrahimov, also known as the Haftorah Man. This week's Haftarah, Balak. In the Parsha, we read about how Balak hired Bilam to curse Bnei Yisrael. That is the direct connection in the Haftarah, that it quotes that this is the time to remember what Balak tried to do to Bnei Yisrael. The Haftarah comes from the book of Micha, or Michael, who is like Hashem. And he lived in the time of the kings Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiah, the kings of Judea. Israel is being warned, Bnei Israel is being warned about their behavior, what to do. And the Haftarah comes from the book, chapter 5, Perek Hay. And let's dive right in. It starts off, V'haya she'erit Yaakov bekerav amim rabim, that Yaakov is going to be exiled out into the nations, and that they are going to be like dew, and they're going to be this life-giving force, that when they are called back to come back to the land of Israel, the nations that understood that these are God's people in exile, that they appreciated them, that now they're on their way back to the land of Israel, and that we will rise up to be like Aryeh, like a lion, that the king of the jungle, and that we're going to be purified. Bnei Israel will be purified, and that we will take away from us all the war weapons, the weapons of war, the horses and the chariots. You are no longer going to need it. And that I will cut away all the idol worshipping. Asherah and Baal are mentioned over here, the fertility goddesses and the agricultural goddesses, and that all of the idols will be cut away out of the nation of Israel. By the way, pretty much every home on an archaeological level pre-Babylonian exile up north had idols, Asherah, little statuettes. And that after the Babylonian exile, when the Jewish people returned, they returned Asherah less. They stopped idol worshiping the Asherah. So now, listen up, that Bnei Israel is being accused of what they're doing wrong. They're being criticized. And they're saying to listen carefully to the word of God. And it refers to the Harim and the Shamayim. In other words, if you're talking to a man, how long is he going to stand there and listen to you? 70 years, 120 years, whatever the lifespan was. But now the Navi is speaking to the witnesses that God created the heavens and the earth, and they are everlasting and they are eternal. So now we are reminded from the beginning of our nationhood that it is God that took us out of Mitzrayim, out from slavery, and that Moses and Aharon and Miriam are the ones who led us, these great leaders that led us, and that we are reminded, when God wants to protect us, it didn't matter what Balak, yes, here's the connection to the Parsha, what Balak, Melech Moab, the Moabite king, wanted to do with us, and how did the donkey answer, sorry, how Bilam answered Ben-Baor, that how he answered that he was saying to curse, and it didn't come out a curse. So now, it is time to do teshuvah. What are we going to do first? So now, is man going to want to worship idols, or is man going to worship God? This is the spiritual decision, is that it is time to wake up, and that what is the message of Micha? And here's the one pasuk that is some of people's favorite psukim in all of Navi, in all of the Haftorahs. Higid lecha Adam, ma tov u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha. Like, let's just get to the bottom line. What is it that God wants from us? I can't handle 613 mitzvahs. It's just too much. So here's the answer. Ki'im asot mishpat. Do the just thing. Do justice. V'ahavas chesed. And you should have a love of kindness, of doing kind things. V'hatznei lechet im elokecha. And walk modestly with your God. So here, we look at the Nevi'im, and I try to connect people to how these prophets thought, so we could think ourselves. So if you say, well, they told us, you know, if you want to teach me the whole Torah on Regel Achas with Hillel, you said, well, v'ahavta l'reyecha kamocha, love your neighbor like you want you to be loved. Well, you may like strawberry ice cream. The other one doesn't like strawberry ice cream. So maybe that's not enough, just one thing. What I think is important to remember about love your neighbor like yourself is first you have to be nice to yourself. If you don't, we always focus on giving to others, doing for others. But we also have to have a balanced scorecard. We have to preserve ourselves. We have to take care of ourselves. I'm not saying to be out of balance, and I'm not saying to be self-focused. But I'm also saying the more you understand what it means to take care of yourself, to have your needs met, the more you're able to think about someone else that way. There's a balance, number one. Now, come back to this. Do justice. In other words, is this a chaotic society? Is this something where we're sociopaths that we say we're above it all? No. We are in the society and we treat each other correctly. Then we do kind things. Look how we have organizations, Hatzolah, Misaskin. You have Chaverim. You have everybody helping each other out with these wonderful organizations. Remember, do good to others and that walk modestly with God. That we are the Or LaGoyim, that God has said to us, set an example of how to behave and behave ethically, and that this is the message of the Navi, that if you think these three things, everything else stems out of there. Shabbat Shalom. Enjoy the Haftarah.